This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Larry Sabato, professor of political science at the University of Virginia. He's also the director of UVA Center for Politics, and he's the author most recently of The Year of Obama, which is now available in paperback. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of important developing political stories. First of all, what will happen in the Florida Senate race as the one-time GOP juggernaut, Governor Charlie Crist, is now a sizable underdog against insurgent Republican challenger Marco Rubio. And given the story that we're seeing in Florida, what choice will the Republicans make nationwide in some of these key races? Will they go with the establishment type, or will they go with the one that the conservative base and the Tea Party crowd seems to like better? And Larry, it's always great to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Greg. Great to be with you.
Well, first of all, encapsulate, if you can, what happened so far in Florida. When this race started, when Marco Rubio got in, most people hadn't heard of him. He was barely beating the undecideds or the margin of error in the poll, and now he's swamping Charlie Crist better than 2-1 in some of these surveys. What happened?
Well, the most amusing thing of all is, in the beginning, the establishment of the Republican Party, including senior U.S. senators, the head of the senatorial committee, and others, tried to muscle Rubio right out and all but declared Crist the nominee, sometimes refusing to even acknowledge that Rubio was running. Now, of course, they're all pushing each other out of the way as they run to hold Rubio's hand up in the air. It's just classic political behavior among those who are in power. But what happened essentially was this. Charlie Crist is your classic moderate Republican. In another year, in another time, like 2006 when he was elected governor, he might have done just fine. He certainly thought he was going to do fine. He gave up the governorship for this Senate seat. Supposedly it was his for the asking. He could have run for a second term as governor. It is the worst political decision made by anybody this year, the decision not to run for a second term as governor. Instead, Crist is now faced with a very tough decision. He's a guaranteed loser now in the Republican primary. Has literally zero chance of winning. Even some of his own people acknowledge it privately. He's losing by 20-plus percentage points to Rubio. So, does he drop out entirely? Or does he go ahead and abandon the Republican Party and run as an independent? The polls show it's a three-way even split if he runs as an independent. He might be able to win as an independent. Then again, he might not. It's a very, very close race. He's a loser in the primary. Does he pull out entirely, hoping for a comeback some other time, for example, against Senator Bill Nelson in Florida in 2012, a Democrat who comes up in 2012. Well, I think Crist has probably realized that if, as an incumbent governor and a heavy favorite to begin with, he couldn't get the nomination this year, he is not going to be given the nomination by the Republicans in 2012 either. So this is why he may be leaning to running as an independent. We'll all find out together.
Larry, given that the polls show it pretty close, although some say that he could actually win, obviously he's got a lot to lose because he'd be persona non grata in the GOP either way. I don't know if you would be in the political advice business, but what's the smart play here?
Think about his future. I don't think he has one unless he's elected as an independent this year. That's his one chance to stay in office. He's not coming back. I don't think the party will ever give him a nomination again for anything. So I suppose, as he's thinking about it, unless he wants to just go ahead and retire after a term as governor and have a career in the private sector, he may well run as an independent in order to remain viable politically. He could be kind of the way Lieberman is, in the middle. He could caucus with the Republicans, just as Lieberman caucuses with the Democrats, but along with Lieberman, be the swing vote in the middle anytime there's a close vote. That's a scenario that he might follow. Now, that assumes he wins. I think it's at least as possible or as likely that Rubio would win anyway. There's also a small chance, maybe a 30% chance, that Democrat Kendrick Meek, who's out of the race if it's a two-way race, could win in a three-way race.
Talk about Meek a little bit more, because obviously Democrats can win in Florida. President Obama did it. Senator Nelson has done it. We've seen Lawton Chiles not that long ago do it as governor. Is Meek just a bad candidate, given the fact that even with both Crist and Rubio in the race, he's still lagging from behind?
Well, his record is pretty liberal, and I think that's a good piece of this. Florida is not a liberal state. It's a more moderate state. You know, 2008 was a very different year. Obviously, people in Florida voted for Obama. I don't think they were voting ideologically as much as they were rendering a judgment on the Bush administration. So as far as Meek is concerned, is it possible that with a big African-American turnout plus the usual Democratic voting areas in Florida that he could win? Sure, especially in a three-way race. Believe me, he is hoping this turns into a three-way race. That's his shot. He doesn't really have a shot one-on-one, I don't think, against either Rubio or Crist, even though the polls show Rubio versus Meek to be reasonably close. But Rubio's ahead, and he's not that well-known right now.
Larry, you mentioned something very important when you explained what was happening in the Crist-Rubio race. You mentioned that in the beginning, the establishment raced to Charlie Crist, and now that the voters have started to see what the difference is between the two candidates, the polls are shifting towards Rubio, and the establishment is now surrounding Rubio. We're seeing that in other places as well, where the anti-government, anti-Washington tide is not necessarily going with the candidate the Republican establishment wants. So is the Republican leadership basically in a follow mode or a leader mode right now?
They're in a fear mode. They're afraid of the grassroots activists, not just in their own party, but of course the Tea Party as well. Indiana's a great case of this. The Republican elite recruited Dan Coats, a former senator from Indiana, a Republican senator from Indiana, who had retired from the Senate rather than face Evan Bayh back when he won the Senate seat in 1998, won it easily. And then, on top of that, Coats became a lobbyist. And on top of being a lobbyist, which is not the most popular profession, he also intimated that he'd like to retire in North Carolina once he finished out his lobbying career in Virginia. Yet now he wants to go back to Indiana and become a senator. Nonetheless, because he knows the right people, he's been a senator, the establishment picked him, he's got two enthusiastic, energetic opponents in the Republican primary. The problem for them is they may split the anti-Coats vote. Coats may get in simply because the two of them are splitting the anti-Coats vote.
Real quickly, Larry, if you're the RNC, it's pretty clear from those two races and others that just because the voters are really fed up with what they're seeing in Washington, they're not necessarily ready to embrace the GOP again. So how does the party play that?
They're going to try and play it as a midterm election year, which means that you run against the ends. They're going to run against Obama, run against the Democrats. They are going to run as the party of no. They understand that in 2012, in a presidential election, they have to be the party of yes. Not yes to Obama, but yes to a different kind of platform. They have to have some counter proposals. But for a midterm year, I don't think they really have to do that.
We'll see how it goes. And obviously more drama to unfold as time goes on. And we look forward to having you back to talk about that. Larry, always great to have you with us.
Fun as always, Greg. Thanks so much.
Larry Sabato, professor of political science at the University of Virginia, director of UVA's Center for Politics, most recently the author of The Year of Obama. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.